Are you ready? Welcome to Radio Grognard King Size, the OSR podcast with more stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. You want to talk to that NPC over there, huh? Okay, talk about that in a minute. All right, NPCs, they're fun. I like them. They're nice to play, and they give players info. Now, what happens when the players get fixated on an NPC you hadn't planned? That shouldn't be very difficult for you. This is sort of a continuation of my last episode on Brain Lock. Because I know that there are players out there who like to do big backstories on their characters. And sometimes it's for the GM, sometimes it's just for the player. You should share it with the GM. But if I'm not big on, like, you know, multi-page backstories for characters, and that includes NPCs. I mean, there should be a minimum thing you do with an NPC and then just let it go. In other words, if they decide to talk to one, you want them to talk to one guy in the tavern, and they decide to talk about to this other guy over in the corner, what are you going to do? Especially if you want to use that NPC as like a contact for an adventure, or they've got some plot stuff they got to say. First of all, I look at my plot, and I try to put my plot in chunks. And it's not very, you know, it's not very regulated or anything. I just look at it and says, okay, this part of the exposition that this guy can do. This part of the exposition this guy can do. And that way I have the maximum flexibility on my plot, which means that if they decide to talk to somebody else or not talk to somebody else, I can take those chunks of plot and rearrange them. If there's another character that needs to give them this chunk of plot that you already have, good. If one guy, I mean, I did a Rule Cyclopedia game, a Beckme game at North Texas, and at one point the characters were supposed to talk to this one character, this one NPC who's in the forest. And when I playtested it with my group, it turned out great because he was the quote-unquote zombie master. And he was, you know, he wasn't a bad guy. He had some information that they had to give him that they needed. So they were told to go see this guy. And, you know, I had a whole setup where they're walking through the forest and all of a sudden they're being, like, not followed but paced by these zombies. You know, they just, like, two of them show up, and then four, then eight, and then they're surrounding them until they get to the house, and he says, all right, go on, get out of here. And, you know, they shuffle off. I mean, I just wanted to kind of unnerve the players, basically. Well, what happened was when I actually got it to the con, and this group decided they ain't going anywhere near this forest. They don't want to deal with any kind of zombie master, zombies, which is, I find it kind of ironic because they just finished fighting ghouls and zombies in the town where they keep the cattle, the pens and the cattle. And they ended up fighting them there. And it's like, all of a sudden, they don't want anything to do with zombies. Okay, fine, whatever. Okay, that's one less NPC they get to talk to. Okay, fine. Well, what I did was double up on the info on the next NPC they're supposed to talk to, which is the gravedigger in the cemetery. And the gravedigger had his own thing because he was a werebear. And there were werewolves in the forest also that they were going to try and attack the players in the graveyard, and he basically turned into his bear form and said, get the heck out of here. And they were like fighting back, and they were arguing back and forth. Says, no, get out of here before I, you know, kick your butts. And then it went on. So I had the part of the plot he gave part of the plot that the zombie master didn't because they never got to him. Now, I'm not above making another NPC to give them another chunk of the plot or something like that, but I don't want to make it obvious. So I'm trying to make it flow naturally, if you know what I mean. But, okay, fine. I had to you know, rearrange a chunk of the plot. Now, NPCs, like I said, this is kind of a continuation of the brain lock thing. You don't want to make an NPC so involved in, you know, some in the story that they're indispensable. You cannot have, except for like the main bad guy, you really can't have any indispensable NPCs because they will get dispensed. They will get dispensable after a while because character, you know, players going to do what players going to do. And they will go talk to this drunk instead of the guy who gives them the info at the bar. And so you got to have the drunk, you know, give them. And all you have to do for an NPC is you just need a few things. One, a name. And that, by the way, that can be the last thing you think of. The name. What do they do? If they're just a drunk, fine, they're a drunk. If they're the blacksmith in town having a drink, it's the blacksmith. Whatever. Okay? Three. And the three is like, what is their attitude? And four, what information do they have? That's all you need right there. Notice I didn't say anything about stats. Stats are irrelevant at this point. I can whip up some stats if I need to. I can whip up a quick armor class, and a to hit. And hit points. I can, you know, off the top of my head, I can figure it out. I mean, you have your standard peasants, but there's nothing wrong with having a classed character in there. The blacksmith could be, you know, he was originally a fifth level ranger who decided to pack it in and become a blacksmith. Okay, fine. You know, and that's all you need. You don't go, okay, he's going to do this and he's going to feel this way about the player characters, blah, 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 blah. And you're heading into brain lock again. Because what's going to happen is, okay, there's these people in the bar, and there's this one shady guy over at the bar talking to the bartender, looking at you real suspicious. This other guy's going over there. You know, he's like on his fifth drink, and he's feeling no pain. You got a barkeep over here. You got the serving wench, and she's going around and getting people's orders. Da da da. What do you do? Oh, we're going to talk to the drunk. You're not going to talk to the guy at the bar talking to the barkeep? No, we're going to talk to the drunk because he looks interesting. Okay. And that's where lesser GMs, and you're not a lesser GM. You understand me? Even if it's your first game, you are not a lesser GM. You are a good GM. You know, would go, at that point, you should say, hey, let's take a break and figure it out. But say you can't do that. Say you're just starting. Say you're just starting the session. You know, 5 minutes of the session, you want to take a break? I don't think so. So you got to think on your feet. So you just figure out, okay, what was the guy at the bar, what was he going to hand them that this drunk's going to hand him? And if it's like a quest and stuff like that, you can still do it. But what I'm saying is just go through your mind real fast. He's this, 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 and this. Boom. Okay, and he has this information. How you convey it to the players, that's where the skill comes in. Because the drunk will do, you know, whatever. Because you cannot sit there for 5 minutes and just go through your head trying to figure out if you can fit this NPC into the scenario. I'm going to call it scenario, not plot. Because, like I said, they could go off somewhere else. So you've got this thing, this chunk of exposition you want to give them through the drunk, and just play it for all it's worth. Play it big, play it loud, as much as you can. I know some people don't do that, but that's how you keep the game. That is how you keep the game going. That is your major goal. Is to keep the game flowing. And this is why you can trade off NPCs and things like that. But like I said, name What did I say? Name, occupation, attitude, and info. That's it. You know? And like I said, you could do the occupation, attitude, and info, and then go back and give them a name. I remember I did a Call of Cthulhu game once that happened in Scotland, I think. And they were leaving a pub, and there was this drunk guy. Because I wanted to do a thing about, it was all about the towns of Tyndalos or something that was going to attack him. And I just wanted to make them witness it. And they were talking to the guy, and for God's sake, I could not come up with a name for that guy. It was one of those brain lock moments. And it's like, hey, what's your name? And I fortunately, I knew he was drunk. And he's British. I mean, this is like a Britain, Scotland or whatever. And they said, what's your name? He goes, I went, Oo-ee. And they thought that was great. And it's like, all right, I'm going to roll with it. Whatever. Because that's what came out of my brain. I was shuffling through names real fast. Okay, fine. Louie, let's do it. So, you know, that's the kind of thing you got to think. That's all part of thinking on your feet. And I think I'm going to do another episode on like thinking on your feet. But things I've talked about before, but that's all right. You love me. You love what I do anyway, right? Okay, but I got to start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognard@gmail.com or drop me a voicemail on Anchor. We are monetized. Not Anchor, Spotify for podcasters. But like I said, we are monetized. So as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program. I would thank you so much for single donations. I got a Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard, or my PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/oldmangrognard. Let me thank these people who do give to me monthly. Juan Carlos Llewellyn, Gilbert Soares, and Benjamin Brodell. Thank you very much, guys. For other good podcasts, there's Dan Gregg's The Jung, Y-U-N-G, Jung Grognard Podcast, Kevin's Red Caps Podcast, Daniel Norton's Bandits Keep Podcast, Randy and Joe's Biggest Geekest Podcast, Big John Allen Large's The Red Dice Diaries, and my friend Eric Tenkar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You got questions? You got comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. Tune in next time when Radio Grognard King Size is on the air.